You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. It's a big pod, dude. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, babe.
A lot of blowouts. A lot of blood. A lot of blood. A lot of goals. A lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that many of them, but there are a lot in atmosphere.
Oh my god, dude! It's like, well, I guess this is the weekend where I start doing crazy fucking ass shit because my season's over already.
It's not, but it definitely felt that way with the double Kai cap and then, you know, what Mo did. Yeah, so
Jesus Christ.
Spoiler alert, we both capped Kai. I got 69 points, but I hit in Kai, so 65.
You got the same points. I got one less than points.
So I did Wood and Raph out for Broja and Kai, so net points in theory, except by Captain Kai, so net minus a million points because I would have been on Mo probably.
Yeah,
actually, I don't even know if that's true. The way we were talking about Mo, I might have gone like Cancelo or Son or some shit didn't hit in Kai. So I don't know.
Wild.
Probably being too harsh, but that's just how it feels in the moment. I mean,
yeah,
69% of the top 10K capped Mo, so he did the stuff, and then it killed us, but yeah, I mean, there's not much else to talk about when it's a week like this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth going back to check our process and to see, like, if we were, like, what happened, because typically, you know, this, something of this magnitude doesn't typically happen to us in terms of the, I feel like, this type of aspect of the game, but yeah, it did.
It did. Yeah. I mean, we'll get more into it, but in terms of like how the rest of our week are, like, who fucking cares?
Doesn't
like,
matter. Our yeah, guy, nothing yeah, else really matters.
Trent, who's everyone has, got points. Like, no one else kept cleans. No one else really got points. It was just Mo or no. So
I mean, I got Livermento points, you know.
Yeah, I got a gym assist, a Broja goal, you know, Antonio. Yeah, but like
Antonio scored.
It just doesn't matter.
I mean, realistically, when you get 48 from your captain, then you know, whatever.
And the other people it's don't. Like
it's like the sinking, what's it, high tide rises boats or something. Like, that's the thing that nothing else really matters that much.
Loose
it's
lips, either you got sink that, ships?
No, like the high tide, you know, you know what I'm talking about. Some people know what I'm talking about.
I obviously know.
Yeah, of course we see this. But, you know, if you get 48 from your captain, then the rest of the team is like, whatever, paper cry. It doesn't really make any difference.
As long as they played, you know, it doesn't matter. So let's jump to the league. Shout out to the 3FMPL Prize League Mug League leaders for October. So far, one game week to go. I am no longer on top, as you might have figured out by the first part of the pod so far. But first place is Third Shift Drifter, and second is Sean Williams, aka Magic Money Tree FC, and third place is Gare Duta, aka Duta Krut. And then the leader of the FMLPL Public League, also the guy who's been in first the whole time, Captain Kai. So he is no longer in first. He plummeted just like us. In first place is Emil List, aka FC Emil, 129th in the world. Good job by you. So do you want to start with Kai or do you want to start with Mo?
I think Chelsea's more interesting to talk about.
Okay. So I think we should just raise our focus on Kai before the rest of the Chelsea stuff. And Ray said, how can we take FPL seriously when you correctly target a 7-0 with the furthest forward attacker as your captain and you get zero returns? The Kai question. The Kai conundrum.
So what's your takeaway from this little unfortunate event?
Yeah, so I mean, Mo we'll get to later because that's the other side of it, is us being so against an anti-mocap.
Which we got wildly wrong.
Wildly wrong, and I do want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But the first part of targeting a Chelsea attacker who was nailed due to the injuries and capping him, I think we just got it right and got really unlucky. I mean, I know that's like a total cop-out, but if you do this every time, if you correctly target every 4, 5, 6, 7 nil and captain the striker every time, you will be plus points. This is a fucking freak anomaly thing that just sucks. I mean, it just sucks. It was really fucking brutal. But there's a lot of luck and variance in the game. You have to, I think one thing that pisses some people off more than others is like style of play, which is, I think you and I, without even speaking about it, have always kind of played the same way in all fantasy sports, to be fair, which is I'm trying to win. Well, like I'm trying to like do the biggest, best thing I can do to blow everyone out of the water and pop off. I'm not playing safe. And
That's true, but I've been very safe this year. I haven't not captained a 12 million player yet until this week. Like, I've been on Mo, Ronaldo, Lukaku. Those are the only players I've captained so far. And I think it was just like we saw a unique opportunity here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, same. I mean, I captained like Son 1 week and, you know, whatever. I think I had one crazy cap, but I had the Wood cap that 1 week, which didn't work out. But
didn't work.
You know, like, that's what I'm talking about, though, is some people see the opportunity and go for it, and some people see it and are like, well, I hope it doesn't fuck me. I mean, like, most people in our Discord, which are the only people I talk to, I don't, like, talk to Twitter people, we're terrified of not owning Kai. Absolutely shitting themselves. Yeah. You guys made the right call. This is fucked. I'm hiding behind my couch when I'm watching this game. You know, it's not like we made some crazy read that no one else is on, you know? So, we saw the opportunity, went for it. I would do it again, like you said. At points in the season when something like this happens. That's it.
So, you know, I think that's, and I saw some people talking about, well, he's the striker and the Tuchel system and this and that. You know, I'm not going to pretend to be smart enough about reading and watching the tactics in a game to say, like, the striker in Tuchel's system is fundamentally, like, just not the best person to get a goals and assists.
Right.
There might be something there. Yeah. But, you know, realistically, you know, and he was, you know, pulling a lot of players out of position by making runs and stuff, but he also just scored 2 days ago, you know, on a nice chip and shit. So, you know, a lot of it is also just the way the game goes and, you know, a player not making this pass or a player doing this run instead of that run. And this, the margins are so fine, like you said, right? And when you do see the 7-0 and it's just, you know, it's 14 shots on target, it's just a complete one-way traffic. It's a joke. And, you know, Kroll's like the worst keeper in the league.
He's so bad.
We do it again. You know, we do it again. So I think I think our reasoning going with Kai was fine. And hey, you know, it was a perfect storm of things where if Mo was playing, I don't know, Wolves or Southampton or, you know, whatever, we would probably not have done it because we would have looked at it and said, okay, well, this could be, you know, a 5-0, but this could be 3 or 4-0, right? Or whatever that, or, you know, that kind of thing. So the way that those two things coincided and then also the 5-0 in Old Trafford, you know, just was the absolute perfect storm of fucking disaster for us. And
the valley of despair is exactly what it was. That's the weekend in summary. But maybe we should just talk about Mo before we go to more Chelsea stuff, because it's two sides of the same coin. So I mean, I think I mean, I was thinking about it a lot today. I haven't listened to Anfield Rap yet, but basically what I was thinking is that WoW, like, ironically, because everyone who listens to this pod knows how we feel about Ole. I think we've been probably some of his biggest detractors for since he got there, really.
A really long time.
A very long time.
Which we've been, I made very accurate every step of the way, I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, ironically, I think we underestimated him. Like, in this picture. Yeah, yeah. Actually. I really, truly believe that's what happened, because what made them good, and by good, I mean they were easily top four. I don't mean good challenging for titles, but they were obviously good. What made them good in the past 2 years was defensive possession, defensive structure, don't let one guy beat us, and, you know, our superstars up top might win us a game or two. It was never the other stuff. It was never what they're seemingly trying to do this year, and has emphatically made them worse. Like, Ole got all these new toys, and Ronaldo is a different problem. And he was like, we're going to change the way that we've been playing. We're going to change the way that has made us easily the fourth best team in the league for the past 2 years, whatever it is. And he saw this Liverpool fixture and was like, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with them. Like, I'm going to try and press and try and, you know, put my players in the right position to go out and, like, win this fucking game. Whereas it's always been a hard fixture. Like, the one thing they could always hang their hat on was they were tough in the big games. They were good in the big games. They had some big results. They beat Man City.
Because they didn't try and win.
Yeah, because they played in that way, and it was really hard to break them down, and they're threatening on the counter. And so they beat Man City. They drew with the Liverpool team of 2 years ago. You know, they had really good results. And even though they couldn't always keep Mo in check, they, you know, one goal, you know, that would be a thing. And if he scored one goal, this would be a much different week. But again, like, literally gave the guy we've been shitting on for three straight seasons too much credit. And he was too stupid to even realize what was good in his own team and didn't do it. And he just put his players in position to get humiliated, and they did.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of that is exactly what happened. Yeah. And I don't really think we could have expected this.
Right.
So I don't think that, you know, we didn't, you know, there was a stone unturned that we should have looked at. I think this was like a complete, just complete bizarre thing that happened. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't think that there's anything we could have done in anticipation of this game to be like, this is why it's going to be different, yeah, because he's going to play this way.
Right.
If anything, it was like, he's going to play three at the back.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
I was looking at their numbers, and before even the Liverpool demolition, they were bad. Like, their defensive numbers were bad, much worse.
They haven't kept a clean sheet, like, all season.
Yeah, much worse than the previous seasons when they legit kept a lot of cleans and were solid. But the big caveat for me, and I think you're with me there, is they haven't played any of the top teams yet. And that was always the thing. They hadn't played Liverpool yet. They hadn't played Man City yet. Chelsea, you know, those are the teams. That's the top four right there. They have the worst Champions League group I've ever seen. They just haven't been tested at all yet. So it kind of made sense to me, at least, that, like, okay, they think they should win all these games. They're trying to win all these games. And then when the big guys roll up, they're going to do the thing. They're going to do the Ole thing that's brought them success. And he just did. Yeah.
I mean, the thing about that where I'm, like, going back and having a hard time with is this is the same team as last year. They have Ronaldo's the only difference, and that doesn't affect anything in terms of how a game script goes. He's just the guy at the end of the fucking pitch doing nothing but standing in the box and loitering and trying to be on shoulders. So, you know, I think that they were very similarly, like, bad, but getting results against mid-table, et cetera, last year. But the reason why they were getting top four was they were getting some of those results, and they drew every game, and that means that they weren't giving up two extra points to everyone. You know, I mean, that's a big deal. That adds up. That's a huge thing. And then they were just taking care of business against, you know, Leeds and Watt, you know, not Watt for last, like Everton, you know, whoever the fuck, the bad teams, right?
Yeah.
He has the same team. So how he thinks, like, all of a sudden, maybe one thing that, you know, they talked a little bit about on Anfield Rap is kind of having the crowd back, is saying, well, if I lose, you know, 3-2, I'm okay with that. and we give them a game, I'm okay with that. But if we lose 1-0 and we play defense for 90 minutes, then that's not as okay.
Right.
But they instead of a 3-2 game, which is what he was looking for, it turned out to be 5-0 because the gulf of the teams playing that way is 5-0.
Yeah.
If not more.
Right.
I mean, it could have been 7. Right. If Curtis and Monty know how to fucking find each other, it could have been 7-0. So, honestly, 5-0 is flattering.
And the trend, the save on the trend shot.
Yeah.
Just to put in perspective, last year, Chelsea draw, City draw, Liverpool draw, Chelsea draw, City win, and then they lost 4-2 to Liverpool at the end of the season. Like, those, that's what they did. They're all fucking nil-nils, and except for a City 2-0 win, you know?
And if they play this way against Chelsea and City and Liverpool in the return fixture, they will lose every single one of those six games.
Demolished.
I guarantee. I would bet my house mortgage, my entire fucking loan on that.
Yeah,
they would lose every single one of those games.
Yeah, so it's either they're going to sack the manager or the manager's going to see what he did wrong and go back to what they did for the last 2 years. But remains to be seen.
That's the gabagool. But
yeah.
The other thing to look at it with this is just Mo is interstellar right now.
Oh,
you know, I mean, this isn't something that's like, oh, player's on form, blah, 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 right? He's obviously the best player on the planet. Right now, there's not even a remote debate. You don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So, it is looking at, okay, what are we doing playing this game if we want to do well?
Right.
From this point forward, like, how much more do we need to see?
Right.
I mean, I'm at nothing. You know, I think it's...
Yeah. It's probably just that kind of season.
We can talk about it when they play City and Chelsea again if we don't want to captain him. But if he's fit, you're just... You're playing against the field and, in a foolish way, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just not a bet that's, again, until they play City and Chelsea again, it's not a bet that's ever going to be close with anyone in the league.
Yeah, not while we're watching this happen.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
I think we nailed it. Yeah,
there.
We fucked it. You know, we really
totally did.
And, we get things wrong. All the time.
And we get to still blame Ole, which is great. Because I love blaming him.
Yeah. But, this one really hurt this weekend, though. It really sucked.
The big difference between me and you is obviously watching that game was absolute fucking bliss. And the last thing I thought about was that feel until it was over. And I was like, damn, fuck that up. But the whole time I was just basically jerking it like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I didn't even touch my penis.
Yeah, so that's a big difference right there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so let's go back to Chelsea. Let me read some questions. CB said, if you were late jumping on the Chelsea run of good fixtures, which mid would you get for Newcastle, knowing what we know now, Mount or Kai? Tio said, people talking about Chilwell right now the same way they talked about Alonso a few weeks ago. Do you think it's different because we know Chilwell's properly back? Or would you avoid going for one with fear to leave inevitable frustrations? And Do It also asked about Chilwell. He said, with the emergence of Chilwell, do you still think Rudiger is the best Chelsea defensive option? So, yeah, he can't stop fucking scoring. What the fuck is he up to? He's literally like 4 in a row, I think. And in the Champions League.
The Champions League.
Actual 4-4. Ridiculous. Well,
he's playing double out of position. He plays striker.
Yeah.
I mean, he's there just like Alonso was. He's just better, I guess, now. He's just a better player. So, I mean, Alonso's missed 3 goals worth of he's hit the bar a couple of times or once. He hit the bar once. I mean, he's had, even in the games he's blanked, he's had huge, massive chances for them. So,
right.
I mean, let's start with the midfield question. I mean, what do you see there with Mount? I mean, Mount's 7-5 right now. Kai's 8-1.
Yeah.
Cho is 5-3.
The thing we mentioned, I think, on Friday in My Life is that, well, we both liked the Mount pick a lot. We just thought Kai was the better one. So that's why we went there. But I still think both of them are good for the next two. The difference with Mount is I think he's easily part of their best 11, whereas Kai, I'm not sure. So if you were transferring one in, it's just safer to go Mount and because you can continue to hold him. He's not like an urgent transfer out when the other guys get fit.
He's not going to be a transfer waiting to happen.
Whereas Kai, who knows? It could be this week. It could be next week.
He should be playing with Rom.
Yeah, no, and like he might be, but what we know now is nothing.
Yeah, no, totally.
So, I would go Mount. It's just so much safer.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the other thing too, though, that we honestly we don't know is we don't have information on Rom and Werner yet. I mean, one of them could be out for 6 weeks. You know, we don't know anything. Yeah. And if that's the case, then Kai's very safe because he's going to be in that too. Absolutely. So maybe we'll get some more insights on this one from the midweek presser or for the presser for the weekend, because, you know, I think that's an important thing. I mean, Mount, we come back to the Mount points, right? Banger from outside the box, which he has, right? He has that in his locker. Absolutely. It's certainly not a, you know, high percentage goal thing that's going to happen repeatedly. Score fucked a pen. Gets the retake, gets to take it again. He's the third choice on the team. You know, I mean, well, both, with Rama.
And both pens were awful.
Yeah, both were bad. And, you know, with Rama, second choice on the team behind, you know, Jorginho, fine. Jorginho. Gets a pen. And then, you know, what was the second goal?
It was the RLC cutback. That was the actual one good chance. That was the one. That was the tap in. Yeah.
But listen, right? We know what Mount is, unless proven otherwise, which, you know, one game against Norwich where he fucking bangs this nuts nonsense is not going to make me think otherwise. You know, he's like an 8-8 player. 8 goals, 8 assists player, 9-9 player. You know, he's fine. He's good. A ticker.
Yeah,
he's fine. He's fine. And, you know, that's... when he's playing, you know, and they have good fixtures, and that's a good pick. So
yeah, absolutely. And the next two are still at Newcastle and Burnley. Yeah. So good pick.
And you know, we can also be looking at this after the next two games and say, oh, look, Kai got the same points as Mount over these three games. It just
wouldn't took be surprising a little longer at all.
And it wasn't in one game or whatever.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, that's another thing that may happen, but you give me the choice of the two, 11 out of 10 times I take Kai. It's not even a question in my mind.
Take Kai.
Yeah, I want the striker.
You mean for...
No, like we were doing it last week.
Oh, yeah, for last week, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 1,000,000%. Didn't even consider. I mean, I think a lot of the people that I saw on Discord that ended up on Mount just couldn't afford Kai.
Couldn't afford Kai, yeah.
That was like the route to getting Mount for a lot of people. I didn't really see anyone that was for that move. Yeah. And then Chilwell and the defense. I mean,
Chilwell, dude.
Insane. It's very reminiscent to last year at the beginning of the year. And he was just like, oh my God, this guy's best fucking pick ever.
He went on a run of like 5 or 6 games similarly where he just, every game was 9, 12, 7 when they concede, he scores a goal. 15 scores a goal, clean, Max Bones.
And it wasn't a rotation. I mean, this was under Frank, so it was different circumstances. But he started game week 4 through 20 last season. Literal fucking just all those games straight, 90 in most of them, except for one he got like hurt or something. But yeah, I mean, I think the big difference between him and him, Alonso, is he can... You know, he's not really slow and really, I mean, he's questionable defensively, but he's not as much of a liability. He can actually track back, where Alonso, once he's up, he's up. And, you know, he's always been more well-rounded. He just had some sort of problem. I don't know if it was mental health or there's a lot of like rumors about him where he was just disappeared for a long time. But yeah, I mean, it seems like it's just his spot. I don't expect him to play every game because it's Chelsea and it's Tuchel and whatnot. And they have a lot of games.
50 but, games, yeah.
Yeah, but to me, it seems like I feel safe saying he's first choice and a great pick.
Yeah, I mean, he's played like 5 in a row now with every game, and he's looked unbelievable. And for as much of like FPL-wise, watching Alonso was like, oh shit, he's fucking in the box so much. He can't really defend very well. Not to say Chilwell's he's so slow, and they have to, you know, adapt the whole team and the way they play to like covering for him and shit. And with Chilwell, they just don't have to do that. He's the recovery pace. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting very tired of like watching him on the team sheet and then him scoring every game and getting all these points. It's just like whatever, you know.
Eight, 15, 12.
Yeah, I don't really want to like keep playing not having him when it's just, oh yeah, you know, death and taxes, like Chilwell. I mean, I'm looking at doing Duffy to Chilwell as my transfer this week right now. I'm not dead set on it, but I just feel like in retrospect of the weekend, like the thing I'm most tired of is not having him and him scoring a goal every week.
I agree with that.
It's just not, obviously it's not sustainable. He's not going to score a goal every week, but Maybe he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing in these, he's just, you watch the games, and whether it was him or Alonso, that position is playing in the box. I mean, he's just fucking, yeah. He's a striker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, it's at yeah, this time, he's playing all of them in a row. And he's also, like, with Alonso, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop because he's old and slow. And he's not the future. I mean, Chilwell's, it's his position. You know, I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's him.
Yeah. So, 24. Yeah. He's not even in his prime yet. He's going to be there for a while. I like, yeah. Cutler calls him their false three, which is just great.
Yeah.
But
what do you think about Jay Reese over on the other side?
Well, before that, I just wanted to warn people, like, he's probably going to get rotated in one of these next two fixtures because they do not need their first 11 to beat Newcastle and Burnley. They also have a Champions League game in between those two. So I doubt he's going to play three games in 1 week for no reason when they're the three easiest games that they'll have all season. So
Or he does.
Or he does and scores another three. And fuck me. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just warning people because everyone's going to fucking bitch and moan when he's not starting one of them. But
that's the thing is, like, yes, that's fair and reasonable, but is that a significant enough risk to not buy the player?
Not at all.
No, because you could be just wrong. Like, he's just, he just runs up and down. And if his fitness is good, then he'll just keep playing.
And there's an international break. And really, how often against Newcastle and Burnley is he going to sprint the entire length of the pitch to get back?
He's just going to be countering. He's playing in half the pitch the whole time. He's barely,
half-court basketball shit. It's just ridiculous. But
I mean, it's Reece? Not like he's going to get in, like, over Shaw on the England team or anything. He's going to have 2 weeks off. Right?
Who gets in over Shaw? Who could possibly possibly
play over fucking Luke Shaw?
Reece? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Do you have a clear head on Reece? I mean, his goal was gorgeous. I thought he completely fucked up the chance and missed the net entirely from the angle that we had on the TV and didn't cut it back to Kai, who was cutting in, and I was really mad at him, but it was beautiful. You know, if he gets minutes, he's a great pick. I'm not super confident that he's going to play a ton of minutes, but I don't know. Am I seeing this wrong? Am I just...
Well, I think he's a reasonable pick. I mean, my main thing with him where I'm more worried is, you know, Chilwell doesn't really have a bat. Like, Aspil playing is important, right? They like having him. And when he plays in the center back, they lose a lot of height.
Yep.
And I think that that's an important thing because when Chilwell plays, you know, I mean, Reece is obviously small as well, but moving that player to the wing back, like, they like having extra height with the third center back. But I'm saying that meaning that Chilwell, Aspil, and James all playing, you know, with their short little midget DMs, like, all of a sudden you're looking at the team and, okay, I don't know if that's in his thinking, but, you know, just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, and sometimes they even do Aspil, wingback, Reece, sort of right center back. He does weird stuff on that side. I mean, yeah, maybe it's some sort of athleticism thing because, I mean, Chilwell Rudiger is just, like, so solid. Like, you never worry about that side, really, up against Chelsea. Everyone attacks the other side, so... Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, he's 5'5".
I just don't have a clear head on him. I don't know why. I think he's just been so in and out this season so far. But, you know, on the red card and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, he's an okay pick. He's probably going to play more than not play, if I had to guess. You know, over 50% of the games, I would guess. So that's good, right?
Yeah. I mean 5'5".
Yeah. They're not the same defense that they were last season, though. I mean, that has to be said. Like, the underlying and all that stuff where they were absolutely supersonic, untouchable last season. Yeah. It's just one notch back to reality. And, you know, but they're still
Mendy
good.
And they have Mendy's on fire. This, which he wasn't doing last year, so.
Yeah, he's on fucking fire.
You know, they might just be, again, right, this whole season is a small sample size. And when you see, like, Mendy doing this and these things clicking and the distance between the top three and the rest of the league, you know, still expect it to continue, you know, just because, I obviously the numbers and, you know, watching them tells us that, you know, they're a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, the main reason I bring that up, though, is because we've been championing City defenders over them. And I just still completely believe that to be true, despite, you know, Ederson conceding a useless penalty.
I agree. But I'm at the point now where I think Chilwell is right behind Cancelo in that Peck, like I would want, other than I still prefer Kinsella to Chilwell.
Yeah, yeah.
I would take Chilwell over any of the other City defenders now. Where, you know, he got his first start. I'm like, okay, let me wait and see. He got his second start. I'm like, okay, let me wait and see. Now it's like, okay, you know, he's playing every week. He's playing well. You know, he's scoring. Obviously, yeah, it's just all the things. So
yeah,
that's where I think it shifted a little bit for me, okay. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Maybe we should talk about Man City. I mean, Espen said Foden. Are you still not remotely interested?
No. So that was one thing I wanted to definitely talk about. I mean, wrong, right? Totally. Yeah. I'm ready to fucking say I was dead ass way the fuck wrong over the last few weeks saying I wasn't interested in Foden because, you know, it was the Liverpool game, you know, best player on the pitch for them. Burnley game, you know, they didn't play that well, but he was good. He was unplayable against Brighton. And, you know, looking at their team, the Fran injury does matter because it's just one name out of the hat, you know, and Raz, granted, he's injured, but he's got a knock. But, you know, I mean, it's not like he was playing much before, but
we don't even know if it's a real knock. He might just be in the fucking
he might just be bombed out because he said he wants to leave and shit, getting
more playing time. Yeah. Like, it might just be Sané 2.0 and he's just like gone.
Yeah. Yeah. He might, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, watching them play, it's just like, Foden's their best attacker every game.
Yeah.
Every place.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. So, right. Same thing, like you just mentioned with Chol, right? Like 3 games in a week. But City always have 3 games in a week. He's not going to play every game. But the way he looks, great pick.
It's like Jota last year type of thing. It's like when he starts, unbelievable pick, like double digit quality asset. When he doesn't start, hopefully he subs on and gets points. I mean,
he just looks great. Yeah,
again. I mean,
he looks better. Honestly, but he even looks better than last. Like, he just looks like he's way better.
Not to like toot my own horn, but when everyone was fucking
toot it, baby.
Well, everyone's always so angry at my evaluation of Greenwood, which is still what it is. Our evaluation, both of us on Foden, was always, this guy's like a fucking superstar.
Dude, I had him for so many blanks that he didn't start. I've had him for so many weeks over the last.
We're just seeing a fucking star player.
Last year.
Yeah, like we're just seeing a star player get more opportunity and taking them. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the Brighton returns were really fucking annoying.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could spend a little bit of time on that game, too. I mean, I feel like, I mean, we talk about Ole, right?
Yeah.
Potter did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
In the first half. I mean, he did literally the fucking exact same thing. He's like, you know what? We can do this. You know, we can go toe-to-toe. We can play our game, and they won't be able to handle it.
Yep.
And they played their game, and he goes fucking 3-0 at half. It's like, okay, buddy.
It wasn't even half. It was like 20 minutes, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was,
I mean,
like,
but it, you know, going in at half, it was. Yeah. But yeah. And City didn't even do anything. They just let Brighton do their fucking shit, and they just fucking obliterated them.
Yep.
Then he comes back and he's like, oh, okay, I realize, sorry, Pepinho, like, sorry, guys, like, my players are on Brighton. I'm managing Brighton Hove Albion.
Yeah,
I'm not managing, like, fucking whatever. We can't do this against you, actually. And then they, you know, they played. I mean, it was 3-0, and City kind of turtled a little bit, but
they played pretty well second half. I mean,
yeah, they did. Yeah. I mean, City, they weren't interested. They were kind of fucking whatever, but, you know, I mean, that was really frustrating too, because, I mean, this game, you know, we also were both kind of looking at this game like, yeah, you know,
very little scoring, annoying, KG. And then City will win. Yeah.
And instead, you know, Potter does that. He's like, let's play at the back. Like, let's play fucking, let's put Grob at fucking center back and put these guys here. And then the amount of times they tried to pass out from the back and just turned it over before they got out of the half and created a chance for City was just like rinse, repeat. It was insane.
Yeah.
It was just insane football that first half.
Yeah.
It was fucking shocking.
And then, you know, Foden's goal, that was a Jesus shot that accidentally hit him in like the back of the foot.
The jack
and, like,
thing. Yeah. I mean, he could have.
And he
had
stays
an
on and plays
game.
Fucking 90 in a joke of a game and gets an assist in the 92nd minute. I was just like, come on, dude. But still,
I mean,
I'm not like I'm not like retracting anything that we said. It's just like, seriously, like, where's my fucking, like, dick goal that, like, he didn't even know about? Can't Kai just can someone accidentally?
That was Jack earlier in the season.
Yeah, you got a dick goal. I've been getting no dick all season. Pause. But like, can't someone just shoot it into the back of fucking Kai's Achilles and it accidentally goes into the net? Like, give me a break. Ridiculous shit.
The answer is no.
Yeah, no, the answer is emphatically no.
All right. So yeah, I mean, Foden very happy. Well, not happy, but very able to admit very bad call on Foden here for the last couple of weeks from me.
Yeah, and I think it's sort of related, but it's something I've been thinking about because I haven't had Livermento all season. But, you know, and Duffy got dropped, so it's a little bit, you know, it's different now. But when Duffy and Livermento were going, you know, we should have probably taken more chances on like a Jota, Foden, and whatever, because everyone had such good benches with such good picks, you know, flanking them. So maybe that was also part of the oversight. Is like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had like Jota for a while.
Yeah, but wildcard teams that were like getting Foden, like I would be like, ah, don't like the Foden pick, whatever. But you know, their bench is three deep. It's a 4-5 mid and Duffy and Livermento. Like that's should have been like, that's reasonable. You know,
yeah,
like,
go for it.
Yeah, go for it. That's a high upside play with
you're right.
Good
you're right.
Backup. So.
And I mean, maybe honestly too. I mean. In FPL, as much as I love and rate Foden, owning Foden has been an absolute fucking unmitigated disaster for me. Right. And I've owned him a lot.
Like a lot. More than probably anyone.
Yeah. And most people that are good at FPL, which I am not going to pretend to say I'm good at FPL, have not owned him because he's been a bad pick in the past. So maybe I'm just like, that's clouding me too much now, where I'm just like in denial, where it's like Foden, like, don't hurt me, Foden, don't hurt me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now is when it's the time, you know?
It's hard. It's hard to swing.
Well, I get so emotional with my players, and I have these attachments. Like, dude, Lauren was asking me the other day. Like, she saw her friend and her friend's son, and he likes football a lot. So he was asking her, like, what players do I like? And all she could come up with were players that I hate. Because all I talk about, like Kevin and shit.
Yeah.
She's like, all I ever do is complain to her about all these players that I fucking hate.
That's amazing.
And that disappoint me and shit. So she's like, who do you actually like? And I was like, oh, okay, like we can do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
But so, and what's the answer, though? I want to know. Mo?
Oh, well, I mean, Tadic.
Tadic.
Ziyech.
Ziyech.
Yaya Toure.
Yaya.
Bolasie.
Mo. Bolasie.
Yeah, Mo. We could throw Mo in there.
I feel like you've always liked Mo.
Yeah, I've always liked Mo. Trent.
Yeah, there's
that's
guys.
Enough. I mean, that's enough.
Yeah, there's guys. That's fun. That is funny, though. We definitely spend more emotional energy hating than loving.
Yeah.
It's like when someone
I was trying to explain to her.
I'm like, yeah, they should do well. Yeah, they're fucking amazing. And then when someone fucking fucks it that I didn't even want anyway, it's so much more painful. It's twice as painful. It's like, I didn't even want this fucking piece of shit.
And look, he sucks. I was right.
Fucking sucks. Yeah. It's the double.
I mean, I was trying to explain to her. I was like, Tadic, I was like, no, like, you don't understand. Like, he's my favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, what? Like, oh, because he was on Palace, right? And I was like, no, never. And I was just like trying to explain to her like everything that he represents and like what he is and what he means to me, of just like hope and football and beauty and everything. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, really.
So
and I was
good.
Like, don't worry.
So
about.
Good.
She's like, wait, so he plays for Amsterdam's team? And I was like, yeah, it's Ajax. She's like, oh, like Amsterdam FC. Is that what it stands for? I was like, no, it's like this. And she's like, oh, so he's Dutch? And I was like, no, he's Serbian. And she's like, well, why doesn't he play in Serbia? It's like, oh, well.
That's a whole different football thing. Yeah, I saw a thing. He joined like a very select list of players with 100 plus goals and 100 plus assists in a single league. He did that in Dutch league.
He's a god.
It was a short list. It's like fucking.
I bet it was a short fucking list. That's an insane accolade.
Messi, Totti, Mueller, Giggs, Alex, Donovan in MLS, Wayne Rooney, Lampard, Tadic.
But they can't count the MLS as a league in the top 10 or an even, right?
No, it's just any single league. Yeah. What Alex did it in the Super League.
Yeah, Alex. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty fucking insane.
Yeah.
All right. Should we just jump around and do some questions and stuff? I feel like we hit the meat of the pot already. All right, let's do it.
I feel so much better.
Me too. I mean, this is, it's always been therapy for us. It always has been. It always will be.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
I don't know why the fuck we do this, dude.
That's why. Because you feel so much better. That's literally why.
Yes.
That's, you just answered your own question. Someone on Discord, their question in the thing was like, what do I do with like FPL despair or some shit? And my answer was subscribe at patreon.com/FMLPL. That's what we're here for, dude. We're there with the ups and downs. No fucking OR, top 1K over here. We're fucking with you guys. We're just one of the guys.
God, we're so fucking bad at this shit. It's insane.
It's just dudes being guys.
Lauren also had a new theory that she was throwing at me in the hot tub the other night. Okay. She said, you are not unhappy about anything in your life at all except for this. Mm. So like this keeps you balanced. Because the rest of your life is so like good and you don't have stress or concerns about any other aspect of your life except for this game that you, this fucking dumbass game you play. And I was like,
wow. Hey.
There's something there.
There's something there.
Yeah. Because I don't have this feeling in any other...
Me neither.
Anywhere else in my life.
I have other bad feelings, but not this feeling.
Yeah. Mm. So, hey.
Something there. Something there.
Yeah, something there.
Okay. Let's do questions. Okay. Voldy said, Spurs have been middling, but I reckon Suns plum run starts right now. Or do we wait till game week 12 to get him? I mean, that game was brutal.
Yeah, it was a tough watch. It was not fun to watch. Brutal. It was a very unfun game to watch. Which, you, again, right, this is something that we usually, great game to watch. Very entertaining game.
Yep.
Very dog shit game. Very low quality.
West Ham just good also. Like, they're low-key, maybe not that low-key, just been better than Spurs for like 2 years now.
Yeah, but they're fine. Just,
yeah.
But they low-key also haven't like really played well for a while.
Yeah, but they just get it done. Once they decided to shut the game down, the game was over. Spurs didn't get a shot in the second half.
After they scored, it was...
They scored and said, we're just better. Yeah, you're just not going to lay a fucking glove. And Spurs were like, you are.
Yeah. So what do you, what do you make of that? Any takeaways from that game? I mean, talking about Spurs... I mean, because you said, you thought that I was onto something about Son in this new role on the left.
Yeah, he was deeper. He was noticeably deeper because I was watching that game pretty closely. And it just seemed like he had to, I'm not even sure if you looked at like a positional map, his average position would be that much different. But it seemed like he had to go do more work to get the ball. And he wasn't getting the ball like on the front foot, on the run. Like the way we think about a Son goal, right, is always like, countering, gets the ball, perfectly weighted ball in front of him, does the thing.
Yeah, it's like not usually goes like to the right dong top corner.
Yeah, exactly. And it just seemed like there was more work involved. But another thing with this game is, something that to my knowledge is pretty like immeasurable with stats right now. I maybe expected threat, but we were watching this game kind of together. It was, they were just like bad individual player performances. Kane, Son, etc. And Dombele was still pretty good. But
skipping Højbjerg's passing forward was very
bad. Unbelievably bad. The crosses from the fullbacks, awful. And it was like, it just felt like to me they were leaving points on the table. Not that they actually turned them into chances, but it was like in the position that Kane is in right now, I'd expect him to do better. In the position that Son's in right now, I'd expect them to do better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Spurs were the better team. I think that they didn't create the chances to win, but given how the game was going, they like should have won, if that makes sense. Mm. I mean, West Ham scored off a set piece. They didn't create anything either. And Spurs had more of the ball in the final third, and they were they were the brighter team in general, I thought. I think that there is maybe something to be concerned about the fullback play because, Højbjerg usually is a little bit better than how he was passing. Skip, no. Like, that's par for the course for Skip. He was just, he was doing more. But Reguilón, not a good player. And I don't think that they have a player in Royal. I think he's just not very good. That could be an issue because if they're playing this formation, it's really just like Ndombele has to do everything. And that's an issue.
Or
I don't
Lucas
know.
Has to dribble three guys and then they're on the break or something like that, which is just not realistic. He's good.
I don't like Lucas in this position at all. I think he was bad 2 games ago, and I thought he really struggled in this game.
Yeah, see, I think it's he's just fine.
He can't pass. They need that guy to pass.
I just think it's too much onus on him in general. Like, I think if it was a more functioning, flowing team, and he was just the third guy on the break, or sometimes beat a man or whatever, yeah, I think he does that well. But yeah, having to just be like, give Lucas the ball and then sit on our asses and hope he beats three guys. It's just like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah, I don't know that much about Lo Celso, honestly. Like, I've really only watched him play.
We haven't seen him play that
like
much.
6 games. I don't know really what he does, but could he work there?
Oh, in the front three? Yeah, maybe.
Next to Ndombele. Like, can he do that, or is he
really
only a central?
Far forward. Like 10, but sort of almost second striker in France, before the Betis season. That was his role, was like really far forward doing that. So yeah, maybe he could. What I imagine if they were to try that is Paul, when he played on the left in the, like left forward kind of for Man United, and it worked. It really fucking worked. Like, they had pace elsewhere. They had goals elsewhere, shots elsewhere. And Paul could just like sort of drift inside, do his thing, pass the ball. It was good. So yeah, I mean, maybe that's a shout.
Yeah.
But yeah, the quality behind Son and Kane is just bad. And in Ndombele, he's good.
Ndombele is good, yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I still think Lo Celso in for Skip is still a thing too. I don't agree with that. He played deep. Sorry, I got it backwards when I said before. He played deep in France, and then he went to more forward in Spain, and that's where he scored like 10 goals or whatever.
Yeah.
He played in a double pivot in France for PSG and started the majority of their games. Like, But I just think Lo Celso can do all that stuff.
I don't think so. I don't think they're good enough. I mean, that's a very different kettle of fish when you're talking about PSG, right, in France and playing against farmers. The balance is on point. Like, the balance with Skip and Hoge and the whole other fucking thing they have going, I feel like is exactly what they need. They just need that three behind Kane to just function a little bit better. Yeah. And that's why I was looking at Lucas, because it's not Ndombele's problem. That's for goddamn sure. No. And it's not Son. I mean, because Son's just a world-class player. So I feel like if that Lucas spot is just a little bit better at just stitching it together and not just a dribbler.
No, I see what you mean.
You know, that's to me the loose end, because I think you put Lo Celso in next to Hoge, because Hoge, he also like fucking gets in the box and shit. Like, he likes joining.
He shouldn't, but he does.
And maybe you can shackle him with Lo Celso, maybe, but it's just the defensive steel. They need that. Dude, their center backs, their defenders are awful.
I totally agree.
I think they need Skip. I like the Skip Hoge pair a lot. I think it's really good.
That's the thing. I think that's the gap that we have, because I agree with everything you're saying, except I just don't think that Skip is better than Lo Celso defensively. I haven't seen Skip be like some incredible DM.
No, that's
whereas
fair. That might
I
be.
Think Lo Celso can do that the intercepting and tackling and pressing that Skip's doing while being a really good passer.
Okay. Yeah, that might be. Yeah. And if that's the case, I don't trust Nuno to find it, so we'll never know.
So hopefully someone else does. There we go. There it is.
Check us out.
Vax said, how are we feeling about Brighton D? Did Duffy lose his spot, or is it just a tactical change against City?
Yeah, I mean, that was being kind of kicked around during the week.
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, I mean, the fixture... Duffy can't fucking move. He's obviously the hugest oaf liability of life, you want to pull someone around, Duffy's going to get pulled around by everyone.
Yeah.
Duffy's been good, but it's still Shane Duffy. He's no world-class player. And, Liverpool, will he start Liverpool? I don't know. The main issue right now that we're looking at, you think he'll start? He'll come back in?
Yeah, I mean, because I think of Duncan Byrne not too dissimilarly.
I agree with you, but you know, the other missing piece who also didn't play, who is fit again, is Webster, right?
Is he fit?
I thought, I think so. Wasn't he on the bench?
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's back fit.
Yeah, then they have everyone back.
You know, they have Veltman, Dunk, you know, Webster, Lamptey, Byrne. It's
Cucurella.
Some of them are going to be missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unclear. It might be time. You know, it might be time now. Now, and in March too. Don't forget, right? March is there.
So it's like Dunk and Cucurella are the only nailed ones probably at this point.
And I think Webster's nailed.
You do?
I don't think he's ever not played Webster when he's fit since either thing have happened. I think he always plays Webster.
I guess except this week.
Yeah, let me just double check.
Yeah, if he was on the bench, then this would be like sort of the one exception. But I think that's largely true. Even last season, it seemed like Webster was like started almost every game. Okay, so
Webster was an unused sub. He was on the bench.
So what about, I feel like in preseason, this would have been sort of unheard of, but what about spending $5 million on a Dunker Cucurella? I mean, they're getting City and Liverpool out of the way now, you know, and then they have a very reasonable run. There's not really other teams where I'd be like, this is a nightmare for a Brighton defender.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good shout, a Dunk. I think it depends a lot on your team because you weigh him. Like, I'm looking at this spot at, like, the $5 million is, Matip, Christensen, you can look at these elite
or up
team.
To the, elite.
I mean, say you're at five, right, and you don't want to go up over five if that's what you can afford.
Yeah.
Can you afford a guy who's going to get rotated there and, rely on your bench, or do you need this spot to be start every week? Yeah, I'm with you. Totally, that like Dunk is fine, because this is a really good defensive team, and we know that for sure. So I think good picks, but I'm worried about Duffy, and it might be kind of like a little one of those where they play the bad teams and Duffy plays, and that's great for fantasy. So you could you could wait and see if that happens, But
I like Cucurella a lot. I mean,
yeah, I know you do.
He's gotten bonus already in two different games just with a clean sheet. Like, he's just very active and does lots of stuff. I mean, I just like him and his hair and shit. So
I would still prefer Dunk though for me, because I think that he's like better. You're better chance of him getting a goal than Cucurella doing anything.
Also, Cuc will probably get rotated.
He could.
There's so many guys.
Yeah,
I feel like Potter likes keeping everyone happy,
But over on the left, he's been playing Byrne at fucking left wing back, so he doesn't have too much.
Yeah, Byrne, March, I don't know. Yeah, some shit, but maybe.
And they do only play once a week. I'm not too worried about the rotation. I just think Dunk's goal threat is better than his, bonus under or that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah. We haven't really seen him like create chances and stuff, so.
Yeah.
And then Lamptey, who knows? Maybe he's just back, maybe.
Yeah.
Fucking little legend. Bry said, everyone understandably distracted by the United result, but what other teams raised eyebrows for you? Everton for me. My theory is teams with a lot of internationals may be struggling for coherence and or are fatigued. Bry always has a theory.
Yeah, I mean, and they're pretty...
Every question is attached to a theory.
He's run the numbers.
Yeah,
exactly. I think Everton's, sure, but I think their bigger problem besides that is that their squad's dog shit. DCL's been out for a fucking... They're playing... Rondon's gotten six straight starts, right? I mean, what are we talking about here, right? We talked about Ducore out. Huge deal.
The Diddler. Bones.
Yeah. I mean, they just have a... They have a really, really bad team. Like, their team is 12th.
The one thing I still don't understand is, like, why are they wide open on the counter against Watford? Like, what happened to Rafa? Like, someone spiked Rafa's drink, and he's just not doing the Rafa stuff at all.
Dude, honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with it. The players are really bad.
No, I agree, but there's a difference between being bad and just a nightmare bus that makes it really hard to play football.
Yeah.
And bad that's like, it's a 2-0 counterattack in the 80th minute. Yeah.
No,
in
I mean,
close
heads,
game. It's like,
yeah, they lost
what?
Their heads.
Yeah.
Keane is a bad player.
Yeah, I don't like
Keen. I think either. That's a big issue.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I think Keen, like that trickle-down effect is really significant because he's routinely out of position.
If Keen, you know, I mean, as a center back, he's just and was great for them, Burnley would be so rich because they would have sold me and Tark already for twice as much as they sold Keen.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, I don't know, Keen, kind of bad.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, Dean this year also, he's...
What the hell is
he? I don't know.
He
just got his contract and he's just like fucked off football. Like he doesn't give a shit. He's been one of the worst players on the pitch every game they play. Whereas in the past, he's like their creative hub. Has he created a chance this season?
Don't remember.
Don't know. I mean, ICT...
He had a chance. He sailed the chance.
ICT rank for defenders, creativity. Guess what it is?
8. 4. Wow.
0 assists, 4. He's that creative. Wow. He's so that creative. He's so creative with 0 assists through 9 games. He's 4th. You know, I mean, that just speaks volumes.
Well, again, the team is creating to Rondon and Andros Townsend and fucking Tom Davies and Iwobi and Allen. And like, there's just not that many goals in this team. Yeah.
No, I mean, they're a complete training mess. They're going to lose a lot of games in the near future.
The one thing that's good for them is Rich is back. So that's Pickford's a huge positive. And Gray, you know, we kind of accurately guessed how the game would go. He just did one amazing thing and Davies made a good run and scored a goal. But, you know, for as far as Gray is concerned, having Rich back is absolutely fucking gigantic because there's someone who can score the goal and there's someone else who's running. So
played 10 minutes together, but
Tyerson, is Abba becoming an option?
I feel like you're the Abba. I just perennially, I don't know what to fucking make of Abba.
Yeah, I like him, and I honestly think the way that Arsenal played against Villa was like the best I've seen them in so fucking long.
It was so long ago, dude. Friday.
So long ago. I was in a fucking bar watching that game. Like, that was a very long time ago. But you know, the fixtures are also getting pretty rough. You know, it's at Leicester, home Watford is great, and then at Liverpool, home Newcastle is great. At Man United, maybe they'll have a, you know, Conte in there by then or something. At Everton, maybe Rafa will clean it up by then. I don't know. I'm a mixed bag with Abba. I think he's fine and he'll take in sort of a Vardy type of way, but I'm not like very excited at the prospect, and I'm probably nowhere near captaining him. Like home Newcastle, unless like
you can't, Mo, dude. Captaining? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just talking. Like unless Mo's, you know, at Chelsea in game week 13, and Ob's home Newcastle.
Forget about it, dude.
Whoa, dude. Chill.
Captaining Ob's? Captaining an Arsenal player? They're the most schizo team of life.
I know. I think they're trending upwards. Is what I was saying. It's the best they've played. But you know, yeah, he's fine. I guess he's an option. The second premium is a weird spot. You know, like there's Mo, which literally 100% of them ugly guns, which tells you all you need to know. And then it's, you know, Obs, Vardy, Kane, Son, Kev, Bruno, Ronaldo. It's like, I don't know. I'm not too into any of them, you know, until the fixtures turn for Spurs. I don't know. It's a very weird thing. Mane is still a really good pick, probably, even though he didn't play. So, I don't know. Speaking of Liverpool question, Jack said, what are your thoughts on Jota? Firmino's a risk, but he's out of position when he plays. Does it make sense to go cheap on forwards, invest in these mid-price mids like Foden, Jota, Mount? Chin Nation followed up and said, who do you prefer long-term in the Jota versus Kai/Mount versus Foden? So a lot of interest in that sort of 7.5 to 8 range.
I mean, Foden stands out to me. What do you think about, I mean, you've been pretty big as a proponent of Jota.
Yeah,
you still feel like same shit.
Vindicated by, you know, goal assists. Yeah, he's just, anytime he starts, he's worth 11 million. When he doesn't start,
about 11.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be like 9.5.
No, that's ridiculous. I think that's actually ridiculous to say. I mean, what? I think he would be, if he was nailed left wing in that made up world, he was Mane's role, he would be Mane's price. Okay. That's basically what I'm saying. So when he starts,
I don't know about that. He's never had 10 goals in the league.
Well, you know, he had 9 in 1,100 minutes last year. That's, you know, where we're coming from. So, you know, when he starts, incredible. When he doesn't, you just hope he does something or stays on the bench, which usually doesn't happen. He's just going to be good all season. I still believe that to be true. Okay. Yeah, I like the Foden pick more than like a Kai or even a Mount. Just, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're getting baited right now by Pep and he's just going to fucking Ferran him out to oblivion. But it just seems like he's
their best attacker
and like essential to all their
best
plans.
He's their best player every game.
Like, yeah, actually every game, and everything's there to facilitate him getting shots and getting on the ball and stuff. So
yeah,
I like that. We talked about Kai Mount already.
Yeah.
And then last question's Brian again. I'd be interested to know what you guys think about Jim. Is he still rusty? Is he improving on his early game showings? His next five are really good, but his shooting has been underwhelming to say the least. Yeah, I feel like I've been saying this, right?
The team is fucked. Right? Like the team is just, they're not functioning. They just look bad every game. So he's a bad pick because of that. Right. That's, to me, that's the beginning and the end of it. Yeah. To score one goal against Leeds is, you're a bad team if you score one goal against this Leeds team.
What I was going to say about that game exactly, because they did, like, I feel like he's having like an identity crisis a little bit, because early season it was like, this is a fucking guns blazing awesome attacking team, and that's what they're trying to do. And then they got some bad results, and you know, it seemed like, like, are Wolves fucking bad all of a sudden? And now he kind of did a Nuno against Leeds.
Yeah,
they created all of their chances, took the
lead. He's been doing that for a while.
Took
dude.
The lead and then completely shut it down, and they just didn't do anything after that. So that is very not great for fantasy prospects.
I mean, looking at Jim in isolation, right? The goal against Southampton defended diabolically. Like, that was the one with Salisu, the thing that everyone...
It was a Southampton goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fucking goalkeeper assist. Like, okay, show me the amount of those, right? I mean, I have more fingers than that. You know, he got a couple assists home Newcastle. The assist against Lee is a fucking block shot, like a Kev assist, you know?
Yep.
A Kev assist. He's not doing anything. I mean, he's not looking good. He's not fucking getting all these chances. I think the team's back to balance, right? We were talking about this with earlier, but they have to stop playing three at the back. It's just not a three at the back team. You know what I mean? What's their ambition? What are they trying to do?
Yeah.
Because, you know, playing three at the back is like, they're not Chelsea. You know, they're not going to be like a top four team by, you know, winning 1-0 all the time or 2-0, 2-1 by playing three at the back. The players just aren't good enough. The performance has been really bad.
Yeah. To me, the answer to the question is, you know, is he a problem if you own him? Nah, he's probably not the worst thing on your team. It's fine.
Yeah, but he's not that expensive anyway.
Yeah, are you buying him? Probably not. No. But also, just to challenge Brian's question, I don't think the fixtures are good. I mean, home Everton might be good. I don't really know what to make of that fixture at all. But then
I think it's good.
It's probably good. It's definitely above average.
This week it's good.
It's good.
I mean, let's look at them right now.
And then it's at Palace, home West Ham. And I don't think either of those are good. So, you know.
And then they have two good, and then they have
two incredible, and then, like fire sell. Yeah.
I mean, this is a question of, I have Jim in my team, what am I supposed to do? Not, like, are we buying Jim? No one in their fucking right mind is buying Jim right now.
Yeah, I think that's basically right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, ass.
Okay.
Let's go to our teams and shit.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Well, I mean, the two things I want are Chilwell and Foden.
Yeah.
I can't really make like both of them happen. So, I mean, I kind of have to like choose one, I suppose. So I don't know.
Where are you getting money?
I have like fucking $4 million in the bank right now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Got so it. I could do Duffy to Chilwell, or I could do Gallagher to Foden.
Wow. That's really hard.
I don't know.
All right, well, I mean, at least you have a great option that you're going to be happy with either way.
Do you have any thoughts on those?
Not really. I mean, there's midweeks. Okay, great.
Do it later this week.
We do a Patreon pod for a reason. I'm in no rush. You're in no rush. I think we'll figure that out on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good spot to be in. Yeah, that's basically what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What about
for
what
me?
You
I mean, my team's totally fine. I mean, I might honestly save. Not the most thrilling, but I need Broja info. I need Mbeumo info. They might both be out. I'm not.
Did that Redmond miss? How nuts.
It was insane. He was even, I've never seen the player actually hysterically laughing also. Because usually they're just head in hands and everyone else is like in complete disbelief. He turned around and was like, he was almost like, what just happened? Like, I blacked out. Like, did I score? Like, did I not score?
Yeah, it was like fucking Will Ferrell in the old school doing the debate.
Yes. Like, honestly, you know, Broja / Southampton are at Watford, home Villa, at Norwich next three. You know, like Broja, Livermento, even a wild Redmond shout. He's in form. Other than that miss is in play, but you know he might just be injured. So I'm not thrilled at the idea of starting, you know, Ben White at Leicester, which would be the next man up probably for me. Yeah. That's so if those guys, if both of them are out. It sounds like Bumo's hamstring, but we don't know the severities. If both of them are out, I'll do something about that probably. But otherwise, I don't know. Might save. I'm on Mo, though. Cap, I'm sure you're on Mo the same.
Yeah. Bumo seems like he might be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like as soon as he felt anything, Frank ripped him off, which most managers don't do.
Yeah. Yeah, because he subbed off and it was like, what's happening? He's just like, yeah.
He felt something, to quote Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, well, right. Okay. Oh, God.
That's about it, dude. I think we got there in the end. Let me slap asses. We got some new friends, new Patreon signups. We got Brett D, Mike Bassett, Tom Hughes. Slap the ass. Get in there, baby.
I think Tom Hughes deletes and signs up, every few months.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe when he thinks he's going to have a big month, try and sneak a mug or something.
Something like that. It's been here before.
Maybe it's just a love hate.
See you, Tom Hughes, wherever the fuck you are. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what your game is. We'll take your $4 or whatever, $2. I don't know what the fuck the thing is.
Hopefully he's scamming Patreon. Hopefully it works for us, but he's scamming whatever service. Maybe he's using fake credit cards or something, or scamming PayPal and using that to pay. And I'm all for that. So just,
Well, if he was doing that, then he wouldn't quit it.
Yeah, I guess you would just keep it.
Yeah.
Questioning Tom Hughes. Questioning his motives. Yeah, it's
I don't know about this. No, this Tom Hughes. Is he on Discord or is he the other one, the cheap one?
I don't know. I'm not going to check now.
Right. No, Tom Hughes, you're off the hook for right now, but we might revisit this. So
off the hook, Patreon pod is going to be you on the hook, just investigating.
The good thing about it. A Tom Hughes, in air quotes, Tom Hughes, there have to be 50,000 people named Tom Hughes in the world.
Yeah.
At least.
He is on Discord.
Is on Discord.
Yeah. Brand new. Newest sign up on Discord. Just Tom Hughes on Discord.
It could have been a different actual.
Could be a new Tom.
It could be a new Tom Hughes.
Yeah. I was about to say his email address, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't say his email
address. All right.
It was this Tom Hughes.
So this is where loose lips sink ships. High tides raise boats.
High tides raise rods.
Fuck.
Can you look it up?
I'm looking. High tide rise ships. What's it called? Not a euphemism, an expression?
Yeah.
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Love that.
That's what Lovely. I was going for. Does Lovely. That apply? What were you talking about before when I was like scrambling about
no
it?
No idea.
No clue. I hope it applies.
Yeah, I hope it does too. I don't,
Google says that it's associated with the idea that an improved economy will benefit all participants.
Unless you cap Kai, it must say at the end of the definition.
Yeah, well, he's not a boat. He's a fucking submarine. He doesn't rise.
Well, the economy is Mo, and everyone owns it. But if you don't captain him, some ships just fucking crash to the bottom. So should I call the pod Rising Tide expression, or should I call? I was going to call it the Valley of Despair, but it seems like we're ending on kind of a high note.
I don't give a fuck what you call this pod. I don't ever care.
That's beautiful.
It's all you, baby.
Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter and fmlfield. Support us on patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, review.